Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in and it is Thursday.
Thirsty Thursday. Gulp, gulp, baby.
Oh, time for some mushroom tea.
Yeah.
Time for
some mushroom tea. What are you gulping today, Tanya?
Exploring different types of... Oh, wait. You did watch The Last of Us. So you know the mushroom that's like the thing that happened...
Coralman? Are you talking about the Coralman?
Yes.
Yes.
The infected,
yes.
Yeah.
Not zombies.
So that mushroom is in my coffee.
Wow.
I know. I'm so on top of pop culture.
Yeah. I'm a little bit concerned that's available.
Yeah, it's very available. It's one of the mushrooms that's in my coffee.
Is there caffeine in your mushroom tea?
Nope.
Natural. I might want to try it.
Oh.
I drink nothing but water, but I'm curious what mushroom tea would taste like.
It's not about the taste. It's the ceremony for me.
So like, it doesn't taste good.
No. It tastes fine, but it's like doesn't taste like coffee. But it's the ceremony for me. It's waking up, making something warm and cozy, coming into work. Like, I can't miss that step. Getting off the caffeine was brutal.
But if you
though.
Did miss that step, you'd have more time in the morning. You could sleep another 10 minutes, you know? No.
But then I wouldn't be happy. Mm. Would you rather be comfortable or happy? That's a really profound.
Yeah. I'd like both of those.
That would be both. But I also don't have your ritual. I've never, ever had a ritual even similar to that, so I can't relate.
I saw this question on Instagram. It was like, would you rather be comfortable or happy? And it really stuck with me. I was like, wow.
Doesn't one bring the other?
Mm.
I feel like comfort brings happiness.
Or comfortable might just bring complacency. Which brings unhappiness, which brings...
Well, it limits your happiness, right?
Correct.
It kind of puts a cap on how happy you can be, because who knows? If you weren't comfortable and you kept going, you could be even happier.
Mm-hmm. If you were uncomfortable for a little bit and you could be happy, would you do it?
For those who are like, oh, maybe I want to give up caffeine, how long was the withdrawal period?
A little over a week.
Oof.
Yeah. I was getting headaches for
a week.
Yeah.
Over a week?
Yeah. Robbie didn't have it as bad, like as long as I did, but he had them pretty bad too.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Robbie's so like in solidarity with
you. I know. He's the cutest.
Like he's just like, oh yeah, I'll give up caffeine too.
Yeah.
He's I'll like, give up right. gluten too.
Yeah. Giving up gluten. We're off alcohol right now too.
Wow.
We're a fun time.
Yeah. What are y'all doing?
Coming over to, hey, to the yeah
you know, this I can relate to. How long have you been off?
Like 2 weeks.
And how long are you going to be off?
We don't have like a time. We're just getting off caffeine and alcohol to see if it like helps with our sleep and just energy and just all the things
nice.
That are. Yeah.
I like it. I applaud that.
I applaud that too. Because I bought like sleep time edibles to help me.
With
I didn't.
Your sleep?
Yeah. I could probably give up caffeine or something. But
I didn't
why?
Realize how much I, well, I know how much caffeine I drink, but I didn't realize how much alcohol I drank.
Oh, interesting.
Until I was like, no, I'm not going to have it at this lunch or this party. I can go out and not have a glass of wine or two.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's very much like a social like.
Yeah. It's just thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been hearing a lot of people say that in years, they think alcohol will be how we think of cigarettes. Like someone drinks and you're like, oh, wow.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah. I've heard a doctor say it on a podcast. And then I've heard a lot of people posting videos about like, I think eventually we'll get to a point where people look at alcohol, how we look at cigarettes.
I hear people saying that about phones. Like in 50 years, they're going to watch movies where everyone's texting and be like, oh my God, people used to do that. Like,
well,
in public?
What are they going to do in their heads? We're going to just like beam messages.
I don't know. Something. I mean, we used to smoke everywhere. Now we don't.
That's true.
I've heard a lot of, they always say something is the new cigarette. Something is the new smoking. I've heard it for red meat is the new smoking. I've also heard football is the new smoking because it's so incredibly bad for these football players that in the future, the people are not going to believe that we all gathered to watch that by the hundreds of millions of people.
Ugh, I don't see that going away. Yeah. Much to Hannah's, not dismay, the opposite, joy.
What's wrong with
She's
red meat?
She's a football gal. I'm okay.
Well, we got a couple conversations going on here at the same time.
Red meat. I didn't know red meat was in the conversation.
Yeah.
I've stopped red meat.
What?
Yeah. I trouble. Yeah.
Like hamburgers? No hamburgers?
Yeah, no
and
hamburgers.
Like steak?
Wow. No, never
so just
steak.
Ground beef?
No ground beef. I do ground turkey. I'll do Impossible Burgers. I'll do turkey burgers.
Why? I'm so confused.
It's not good for you. I'm telling you, red meat is not good for you.
Why?
It's
always
the fat,
been good
the cholesterol,
us.
The sodium, the increased
iron,
risk of heart disease.
Yeah, what about when you're on your period? I need my red meat.
That is an issue sometimes. I do crave it when I'm on my period.
That's interesting. Yeah. One thing about me is I'm just living my life and doing what makes me happy.
You know,
I love burgers. I love caffeine. I love edibles. So I'll just be here till I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, whatever takes me down, takes me down. Like when people are talking about like surviving the apocalypse, I'm like, I don't want to. Like, please, like, I don't want to live in that stressful time. Like, let me go.
It is funny. I do read like all these Instagrams that like it's like just ingredients or whatever. And it tells you all the problems with all these things. And it's a lot of stuff you eat. And I think I used to send it to you and I just stopped sending it to you because I was like, she doesn't care.
Like, I've been eating this my entire life. Like, it's in my veins. My body is built to handle.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe you'd feel better if you stopped these things.
I could.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I wouldn't.
Maybe not.
And then it's like, well, I just wasted that time being miserable for what?
True.
Precious time.
Precious time. Time is precious.
We have one life. Live it how you want.
Yeah.
Unless you're hurting somebody else. But I'm not hurting
exactly.
anybody.
Exactly.
I'm better.
Great.
You know who I'm not? You know what I'm not good as is when I give up caffeine. I'm not a good person. I'm sad. I'm mad. Irritable.
Tired.
Wouldn't
tired.
You get past that though?
Actually, caffeine doesn't affect me in the sense that like it doesn't give me energy. So like the caffeine, I'll get like a headache if I don't drink it. Like I'll notice if I don't drink it in the morning or at some point by the evening, I'm like, oh, I'm like, I feel off. My head hurts. And I'm like, oh, I haven't had caffeine, but like I don't get like energy from it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's a little bit about me.
Yeah. Well, we have some business to take care of today.
Oh, sure do.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know us better.
Get
if you
to
don't know
us.
Everything about us already, we have an episode today where we answer your questions.
And we're going to answer those questions right when we come back.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Why don't we start with this one? Because you kind of joked about, you know, if you don't know us and want to get to know us, there is a getting to know you. What is the story of how Mark Easton and Tanya met? What were your first impressions?
Oh, I don't even know this answer, so let's get into it.
Easton, you start.
You do know this answer.
I don't.
Oh.
How do you want me to start?
I don't know. How did you and Tanya, do you remember meeting Tanya for the first time?
Somewhat. I was, I just started working here at the Seacrest Show,
mm-hmm.
and we were down at E, at the E Studios, and yeah. I remember I helped, Tanya got locked out of her email or something, and I helped her, and then Tanya messaged me on AIM. Back then, AOL Instant Messenger, and said,
yeah.
Can you let me know what song is next? And I said, it's Sorry by Just whatever the song was. And he said, thank you. That's a big part of the job. I just want to make sure you can do that.
Oh, while she was testing.
Wow, really?
I guess.
Yeah, and I was very like, hey, just want to let you know these are the next couple songs we have coming up.
You're bossing people around like that?
Yeah, look at me, boss girl.
Dang. Right.
Who did you come in after? Was it Andy?
Andy.
Yeah. I had...
I used to come in as our engineer for the morning
yeah.
show. Replacing Andy.
What year was that?
That was 2015.
So was that the same time you met Mark?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it would have been.
What was your first impression of Mark?
I feel like Easton and I coexisted for a while without really talking.
Yeah.
Because the engineer's job is to kind of stand in the back of the room if in case anything goes wrong.
You don't want to get in the way.
So he was just the new guy for a little while.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You and me and Dimitri probably started chit-chatting from time to time.
Yeah.
Sitting in the room waiting for Ryan or doing whatever we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting ready for the show.
Who did you like more based off first impressions?
I was terrified of Mark. Really scared of him. He's a big, you're both big deals on the show, you know, and I had filled in a couple times before and, you know, everyone here is so cool and, you know, they got the big microphones and everything. I was so nervous. Tanya was more outwardly friendly to mm-hmm. me right away.
Mm-hmm.
Mark wasn't mean, but
Mark just keeps to himself a little bit.
Yeah. He's got a job to do.
I'm a little reserved and that's not great. That can be standoffish and I don't want to be that.
Yeah.
But I remember in those early days, I was at Disneyland with my family and I saw Easton and I didn't know him that well. And I was like, I'm 90% sure that's our new engineer, but I don't want to say hi because I'm not 100% sure. And that'd be really embarrassing. And it was right in the beginning part of Disneyland, right on Main Street there when you first walked in. And there he was. There was a huge crowd of people. I was like, I think that's him. Oh, I'm not going to say anything.
Never said anything?
Never said a thing.
You said something to me on Monday. You're like, I think I saw you in Disneyland. You were wearing a hat. I don't know what you look like in a hat.
I was like,
I sure was wearing a hat, man.
Well, that's the beginning.
I was going to say, that's what broke the
start
ice.
Of a beautiful friendship.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And like I've always said, everybody loves Easton. And so it's just so endearing. Once you get to know him and the Disneyland and the Cheesecake Factory and the Crocs and everything. It's so fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to dig.
It is fun to dig.
And you and I just remember, so we were doing the show down there at E, and mm-hmm. I kept hearing about Blonde Tanya.
Yeah, it was Blonde Tanya.
That was her name.
Blonda. Blondia.
Yeah, Blondia.
They're bringing in Blonde Tanya. She's going to be the blogger on the show. And she'll also be on mic. She's kind of a younger voice, you know, the next generation. And so she was going to be part of the show. Blonde Tanya's coming. I was like, all right, I know Blonde Tanya. But everyone knew you and loved you. Like, everyone's like, oh, Blonde Tanya's great. Oh, she's great. Oh, she's so fun. Oh, you love Blonde Tanya. And then there you were.
Blonde Tanya.
I've literally never heard about Blonde Tanya.
Yeah, because I don't think there was any other blonde that worked on... Oh, Ellen.
Well, Ellen Kay. Yeah,
Ellen Kay.
Was there another Tanya?
No, but there was not a lot of blondes.
But you weren't Blonde Tanya on the air. That's just what they called you.
That was her name behind the scenes.
Correct. That was in more internal, inside baseball. Yeah.
Wow. Blondia.
Yeah.
I standoffish to you? I'm sorry if I was.
No, you weren't. Everybody was pretty nice to me. Initially, Patty and I didn't get off on the right foot.
A whole chapter in your book about that.
Yeah, I wrote a whole chapter in the book about it because we didn't get off on the right foot and didn't really get along for a minute. And then she extended like an olive branch. I was going through my breakup and she gave me this necklace that said hope on it. And she said basically like this woman gave her this necklace at a church when she was going through a breakup. And she said pass it on to somebody when she was done with it. And so she gave it to me. And like that to me was the most beautiful gesture from somebody that I didn't even really get along with. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so that really broke the ice between us. And then we became each other's biggest cheerleaders and we would bond and like we're just telling each other our stories. And like our relationship completely changed after that.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Love that.
Yeah, it was really nice.
What was your first impression of Mark?
My first impression of Mark was honestly kind of the same as it is here. You were really, really nice to me. You were always really encouraging to me. It was it's a really big staff to go into. Like you think there's like five people, but it's like 30 people. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot going on back there. And I remember Mark always making me feel part of and welcome.
That's nice. Thank you.
And I remember Easton, I immediately felt your energy and I really liked your energy. So I remember really liking Easton when I met him. But I also was a big fan of Andy's. So I feel like I was
it's a hard transition.
Yeah, I was I'm really sad Andy's not here, but I guess you're fine.
Well, you guys vowed to marry each other. Yeah. You're still single at a certain age.
No, Andy and I.
Andy and Tommy.
Oh, yeah. I was like, wow.
We called him on the air and he checked in and he said he was engaged. So that
part
was
of my calling in the one workbook was cutting all those ties off.
Because your promises,
like we'll get married by 40 if neither one of us are married. So I had to like call him to basically say we're never getting married. And he was like, I'm engaged.
Wow.
I know.
You're like, cool.
Cool. Me too.
Good talk.
I remember feeling protective of Tanya because she was getting a raw deal. There were people within the organization, not Ryan at all. Ryan was very supportive. Yeah. They were not treating Tanya very well. Yeah. And so I really tried to keep her because they could have broken her pretty easily.
Oh my God. Did break me for sure.
Yeah. I remember trying to keep you engaged and positive and because people really jerked her around.
That chapter was very shape-shifting. Is that right? The right word?
I doubt it.
Shape-shifting? Character-shifting?
Character building?
Character building for me. Character building because it was brutal. It was like brutal beatings and not physically, obviously, emotionally, mentally. But I think I'm stronger now from it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think so too.
Mm-hmm. Now I can go toe to toe with the best of them.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
What is something, this is another question. What is something you wish you could have done in your 20s but didn't? This would be good advice for 20 somethings listening right now. Something that you wish you would have done in your 20s, didn't do. What can they do to not make the same mistake?
I would have gotten a credit card earlier.
I was going to go the money route too. I wish I would have started investing, even if it's a little amount. Really understanding what all that means.
Like learning, like putting in the effort to learn about those things.
Yeah.
But I think when you're at that age, you literally don't care, even if you're listening to someone say they wish they would have done that.
But you're living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah. Like you're like, I can barely.
Right. Like, what am I going to invest?
Like, I would look at my account and be like, 35 cents. Great. What can I order?
Right.
I'm going to go negative.
Yeah, I'll pay the $30 fee because I have to. Yeah.
Man, the $30 fee killed me a lot. Yeah. They should get rid of that. That was
pretty
harsh. They
absolutely should.
Yeah, it's harsh.
Maybe like a $5 fee, but like $30 is like significant.
Yeah. But the whole point is they don't have the money. So you can't charge the money when you know we don't have it.
Oh, I had to make some really uncomfortable calls with my dad. Yeah, it happened again. Don't know how.
I remember Tanya pointing out that they don't teach you that stuff in high school. They teach you a lot of stuff in high school, but they should be teaching you basic finances.
Not even college. It's like you graduate college and you don't learn anything about medical insurance. Yes. Like you get to your real job and you're like, what the?
I was in the room when you found out you can write off business expenses on your taxes.
Yeah. I was like, what is this?
I also think I would say like the things that you worry about, like what people think of you, they genuinely, as you get older, don't matter.
You know what I also heard? I can't vouch for because I have not birthed a child, but I saw a TikTok that said that when you have a kid, you really don't care what anybody thinks about you because your kid thinks you're like a superhero.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you get judged on your parenting.
Yeah, people are so intense about judging parents. But I would just say, like, the things that you think are so big and important, they just, as you get older, they tend to.
And it's all the same. You know, the expression goes, you'd be surprised. Shoot, I use this so much and I can't remember. You'd be surprised how much people think of you when you realize how little they do. Something like that. People don't care about you.
They don't.
They're focused on their own stuff, their own life. And that's true if you're in high school. It's true if you're a parent. It doesn't matter. So when you're at the park and your kid is having an absolute meltdown, scream fest, and you think all the kids, all the other parents are judging you, thinking you're the worst parent in the world, they're just focused. They're as happy as not their kid.
Yeah.
And just take your kid out of the situation. Everything's fine. And it's the same thing. My daughters go through it. Oh my God, this happened to me at school or this happened to me at dance class. Nobody cares. They just focus on their own thing and what they're doing.
And here's the thing. They might talk about it. They might go home and be like, this kid had a meltdown at the park. And that's about the extent that they're going to think about it. True. That beyond.
That's it.
And that's even if it goes that far.
Yeah.
So I think that's just.
I'll tell a quick story. I was so proud of my daughter. She was at dance class and she had a bloody nose earlier in the afternoon because it was very dry in Southern California. So she was dancing and they're running through this routine and basically a blood clot went flying out of her nose onto the dance floor and starts to bleed again. She's like, oh my God. So she runs out and gets paper towels. She comes back in the room and all the dancers have gathered around the glob on the floor. Like, what is that? She's like, okay, everybody as you were, nothing to see here, cleans it up. And yes, she was mortified, but she was joking about it that night. Like she was coming home and talking about how that is the worst thing that's ever happened to her. But she was laughing about it. And I was so proud of her because, man, that is brutal.
That's tough. You're like, everyone disperse.
Yeah.
We're good. It's just a little clot.
So gross. All right. Next one. What career would you choose if you cannot do what you do now? That's it. Radio's over. iHeart's closed. All podcasts are banned. What is your new career?
What are we doing? We're not going on the road together or something?
Oh, yeah. Going on tour, baby.
I think I have this like vision in another world where I'm like a teacher. I love the idea of like I think about my favorite teacher, shout out to Miss Rathbun, and I'm like, she had such an impact on my life, and to like be that person that like multiple people look back on for years and be like, oh my gosh, like I loved her, like she made such a difference in my life. Like I like can see that path happening for me in another life.
I could see you being a teacher.
It could still happen.
Yeah. What age? What subject?
Part of me, subject's tough. I don't know. I don't like any of the subjects. I would say
she's
I was like
art.
I was like, no, definitely not art. I was best at like PE, maybe. I'd be a PE teacher. My mom was a PE teacher, but also something like English or something simple. Yeah. Probably kids, so I didn't have to get that deep.
Yeah,
you know,
careful. Yeah. I don't want to insult English teachers.
No, I'm saying like for
subject.
Me that wasn't my hardest. It was my easiest subject. Mm-hmm. And then age wise, like I would go up to middle school just because I think middle school's like. A impressionable age where you can like make a difference.
You're right. Middle school, I think, is the worst. I hated middle school. I think that would be the hardest age to teach.
Yeah,
so good for you.
Thank you.
I'd like the challenge of being like, you know what? When you come in here, you're safe from the troubles of being a new teenager.
So I would like to be a multi-hyphenate. And one of those would be author. The other would be milk lady at the farmer's market. Like, I would like to make it and sell it. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always wanted to have, like, my own booth at the farmer's market.
Variety almond oat?
Just almond.
Just almond milk.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it would be called gold, liquid gold.
Mm.
And it would be delicious. And I'd have the same returning customers. And it'd just be really cute. And I'd bring my dog. And, like, it'd be fun. So that would be my second. And then my third would be, like, an activities counselor for, like, a dog camp or something.
Oh, wow.
I always think about it with Sunny. Like, I want to get her involved in, like, something, you know, just to be, like, cute around other dogs and stuff. And I thought it'd be fun to, like, when I threw her birthday party, I wanted to get, like, obstacle courses and, like, I don't know. I think it'd be fun.
I could see you on, like, a reboot of Best in Show.
Or, like, all my friends can, like, drop off their dogs and I can... Have, like, that's interesting.
You like taking care of other people's dogs.
Not taking care, like, for multiple days, but, like, maybe a couple hours, have them all and, like, have them do some fun games together. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm more like love my dog, but I don't really want to, like, take care of anyone else's dog.
But you don't like seeing your dog with other dogs?
It doesn't thrill. I mean, Phoebe doesn't care. So I'm kind of like, okay.
Ugh, I love seeing her with other dogs. It's like...
She's you. She's literally you.
I'm like, we have to take Sunny to the park. And Robbie's like, it's 40 degrees out. Why? And I was like, because I like seeing her with other dogs.
Maybe you should get another dog.
Maybe.
That might help that.
Maybe.
All right, let me do one more before we take a break here. That can be for rep. We're going to do rapid fire after the break. So we can save that one for rapid fire. Was there ever a time that either of you disliked the person the other was dating? Tanya's grinning. Becca's pondering with her tongue in her cheek.
Who?
I liked everybody you dated.
Yeah, I have a good streak.
Yeah.
Right? I think you have a few, but like dated, there were some short-lived ones that I was like,
that's fine.
Yikes. Yeah, of course.
Well,
yeah.
Who were they? Of course, nicknames only.
I can't remember nickname. Mr. Screen Time?
Dr. Screen Time.
Dr. Screen Time?
Yeah.
That didn't go well.
No.
Didn't like that.
No.
I also, Mr. Wilshire, the worst.
Oh, yeah.
He was terrible.
But, like, barely can even consider that someone she dated.
I did go out on dates with him, though.
I know, but, like.
But, like, each one was worse than the last, right?
He was going on dates with a lot of other people.
Those are my two memories of him, is him getting a little too handsy on the balcony.
Yes.
And then you running into him on another date.
With Becca. Yeah.
The same day you were going to see him that night. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Holding hands.
Holding hands.
That was tough.
That was tough.
So right. I was like, maybe it's a sister. I don't think so.
Right. As I get closer, I was like, no, not a sister. Yeah.
Rapid fire coming up next.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
All right. I'm only going to give you like 10 seconds for each question. If you go too long without an answer, you will get buzzed. Here we go. Rapid fire begins now. If there was a movie based on your life, what actress would you want to play you?
Go.
Me first?
Yeah.
I would want Reese Witherspoon to play the adult me, and I would want Sabrina Carpenter to play the young me.
Oh, those are good.
Those are good.
Thank you.
I'm going to go Jen Aniston as the old, like, older version of me, and then the younger version of me would be...
I was thinking the girl from Stranger Things.
Millie Bobby Brown?
Oh, Millie Bobby Brown. Yeah, maybe. With the right wig, perhaps. quickly, describe each other in three words. Go, Tanya.
Loving, thoughtful, and rock.
Becca.
Rock is like she's solid.
A rock.
Yeah.
Sunshine. Loyal. Vibrant.
Beautiful. Ooh. You're stuck on an island. You can bring away two people. Who are you bringing, Becca?
Haley and Phoebe.
That's not a person.
To who?
You can bring Phoebe. Phoebe's
you can't bring
additional.
Phoebe. That's,
two
she's a
people
dog.
And Phoebe.
Phoebe and...
Haley and...
Holy moly. Haley and... Tanya.
Okay. Tanya, you're up. Didn't love that.
Yeah. You're not coming on my island either. I was going to pick you, but now it goes to Paulina.
Oh, Robbie and Paulina.
Or, she didn't say Robbie.
She didn't say Robbie.
That's true. Good point.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your answer?
Well, if you think about two people on an island, I'd want to have somebody I can be physical with and love. So I would bring Robbie. And then I'd want somebody to hang out with. So it'd be Becca.
Mm-hmm. Do I have to know these people?
Good question.
Strength wise, like maybe Chris Hemsworth, because he's so strong.
Right. Like,
no,
you'd want someone
smart.
Crafty.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Easton could probably build you something, build you a radio or something.
Yeah. To get me out. Yeah.
Yeah. We could listen to the radio.
I meant like a walkie-talkie type.
No, it's one way, baby. Receiving only.
All right, rapid fire. Will Haley and Robbie ever join you for another episode?
I would love that.
Yeah, I think next time either one of us is off, like out of town.
Yeah, and they come in as a co-host.
Smart.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Will there ever be another Scrubbing In Live tour?
We sure hope so.
Yeah. Or... other things, you know.
I have very fond memories of that night at the Roxy.
Yeah,
it was
so
really fun.
Yeah,
both of those shows were so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Team Selena or Team Haley? Becca.
I'm just team over hearing about it.
I'm team,
want them to be happy and like live their lives without having to see negative things about themselves 24/7.
Same.
Cop outs, both of you.
Not cop outs,
but I will say that in this situation that's brought up, Team Selena or Haley, I do think that there was some mean girl action going on the Haley Kylie side. I'll leave it at that.
Mm.
It was.
Tanya's taking the high road on this one.
I'm Team Selaley. Selaley.
All right.
I love them both.
That concludes Rapid Fire. That was lovely.
I want them to both be happy, but I think what brought this up was some mean girl chit chat. And we're not perfect. No one's perfect. And everything's scrutinized, but it is what it is.
Wasn't it Kylie that posted that, though?
And then.
It wasn't Haley.
There was, I think, some. Anna, can you weigh in here?
Oh, good.
Wasn't it Kylie?
It was on Kylie's account, but Haley was involved.
How was she involved? Because she tagged her in it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that doesn't mean it's involved. I tagged Becca in so much crap.
But then there was like a TikTok or something that she deleted.
Yeah, there was a post that Haley posted and quickly deleted like a couple months ago.
Months ago?
Yeah.
Oh, it was months ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, get your facts straight.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. I'm too easily fed. Could be misinformation. I'm a conspiracist.
Yeah.
Spirit.
Conspiracist.
Conspiracist.
I think Hana could do like a relaxing meditation.
Yeah, maybe.
Should that be my new job?
Yeah. Like,
like maybe you could read like the Calm app things, mm-hmm. but you just read like
Headspace.
Laying in bed.
Yeah. I've never been told I have like a relaxing
Well, let's try it. Let's try it. Okay, just say like, you know, close your eyes.
Yeah. And you're going to take deep breaths.
Okay, go ahead.
Make me go
take
to bed.
Deep breaths. Lay on your back. And so go to sleep.
I'm not good. We'll have to work on the script. But
yeah, if you give me a script, I can read it. I'm not good at being on
off the
spot.
Cuff.
For real, one of the most relaxing memories I have is Han is saying, the podcast was canceled today. And I felt so much relief.
So much peace.
Not this podcast.
Of course not.
Definitely not ours. That wraps up this episode.
Sure does.
Oh my gosh, it was so quick. Fast
Before
and furious.
Before you know it, it's going to be Monday. Wait, what's happening on Monday?
You know what's happening Sunday? The Academy Awards.
Oh my gosh, good luck, Sophia. I hope you win.
I have seen every Best Picture nominee except Avatar 2. Thank you very much.
Oh, interesting.
Thank you very much.
Wait, what's your favorite?
My favorite is probably Top Gun. I know that's lame and basic of me, but I love Top Gun. It was the most enjoyable. I really loved Everything Everywhere All at Once, which everyone thinks is going to win Best Picture. Mm-hmm. But as far as the more underground stuff that you may not have seen, I love The Banshees of Inisherin. It's really fun and beautifully shot, and the accents are so wonderful. I really like The Fabelmans, the Steven Spielberg kind of biopic. That was really good too. Uh-huh. And I didn't like Tar at all. So I'll tell you that right now.
What is it?
Tar.
What is that about?
It's Cate Blanchett plays a conductor.
Oh,
and,
I remember.
Yeah, a lot of her kind of an ego trip goes to her head, and she abuses me. It's a little long and dull for me. But I liked a lot of them. I liked Women Talking. I liked the Triangle of Sadness. I liked a lot of them.
Was Close nominated? The movie I thought it was. I told a lot.
Avatar 2 is cute. Avatar 2 is really good.
So cute.
So cute.
I just don't go anywhere or do things, as I've mentioned before, and so I haven't left my house to go see a movie.
It's worth
if I can see it at home, I will watch it.
Mm. Did the Titanic re-release get nominated by
any
chance?
Okay. No. Elvis is up. I thought that was good. All Quiet on the Western Front. That's intense. That's
I've
a war
billboards
movie.
For that everywhere.
I mean, it's very good, but it's a tough watch.
Go, Sophia Carson.
Yeah, we're rooting for you, Sophia Carson.
We're rooting for you, Sophia.
Why do you put guns out like that?
I don't know. Take home the W. Whoop, whoop.
Well, I hope she wins.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're rooting for her.
Then we could have an Oscar winner on the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. We love you all.
Love you.
Have a wonderful weekend. And stay offline if you need to.
Yeah.
I'm staying offline this weekend.
Some pot kettle black. Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer founded and queer run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at tomboyx.com. Shop now on tomboyx.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.